Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Pei Zayin, and what we're going to talk about is the story in Tanakh, the wife of Hoshea, Ashes Hoshea, who was an Isha Zona in the story in the beginning of Hoshea, and we're going to talk about whether that story actually happened, or it was a mashal, or it was a dream. That is a major machlokas rishonim, and that's really what today's story is about. So, says the Gemara, we'll start with the Gemara, then we'll go back to the Pesukim. Tvar Hashem Asher Haya El Hoshea V'Gomer B'mei Uziyo Yotam Achazich Hizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Right, Hoshea was one of the earliest of the Nevi'im, and he was overlapped with four other Nevi'im. So says the Gemara, Beperagecha Niznabu Dala Nevi'im. Right, at one time there were four Nevi'im, V'Godlosh Bekulan Hoshea, and he was the greatest. Shenemar Tchilas Dvar Hashem Hoshea, V'Chiyah Hoshea Dibar Tchila, was he the beginning? V'Alomi Moshe Ad Hoshea, Kama Nevi'im. There were many Nevi'im before. El Rabbi Yochanan Tchila La'arba Nevi'im, he was the earliest of the four Nevi'im, Shenisnabu Ba'oso Aperek, that prophesized at the same time. Ve'elu hein Hoshea Yeshayahu. Again, this was 150 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Hoshea Yeshayahu, Amos Umicha. Right, three of them of the Treasar and Yeshayahu. And Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now Hashem says to Hoshea, the Gemara fills in some of the details of the story that are not listed in the text. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshea Banecha Chatu. Your children have sinned. V'haya lo lomar, he should have answered, Banechahim, they're your children. B'nei chanunechahim, they're the children that show favor in your eyes. B'nei Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov, they're the children of Avos Yisrael Yaakov. Galgel rachamecha alehen, right, figure out a way to have rachmanis on them. Right, that's what you should have said. Right, similar to, remember the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tes, where Hashem goes to Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, and Avram and Yaakov say, Yimachu HaKudusha Shemecha. The Mepharshim say there, it wasn't as much as their fault because they knew they were a team. So if Avram and Yaakov didn't find favor, but they knew there was still one left. But Yitzchak was the last chance. And when Yitzchak was the last chance, so he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Banai V'lo Banecha, right, they're your children too. You said B'ri B'chori Yisrael. So they're your children too. But Hoshea did not. So because Hoshea did not show Rachamim, or ask for Rachamim, the Gemara continues, Lo daya shalom amar kach, not only did you not ask for Rachmanis, ela amar lahafan ribana shalom, kol olam shkulo shalchahu, the whole world is yours, ha'avireim bu'macheres, okay, you could have another nation, if they've been so bad, right, you could choose another one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's very upset about that. So now let's read the Psukim in Hoshea, and then we'll come back to the rest of the Gemara. So again, the beginning of Hoshea, which the Gemara is based on, we read the earlier. We read the first pasuk before. Tchilas Dibur Hashem Hoshea VaYomar Hashem Hoshea Leich. So the first point of the conversation is what we just read in the Gemara. And that is Hoshea. You have any Rachmanis? You have to want to daven. And what happens? The Hoshea does not say a word. So what happens? Hashem says, Kachlcha Eisha Znunim. Take a wife, an Isha Zona, Eisha Znunim, the Yaldei Znunim, and children that will be wayward children. Ki zano tizne ha'aretz me'acharei Hashem. And this will be a message for all those around, that just like you take a zona, they've been a zona to me. As we know, throughout Tanakh, our relationship with Hashem is compared to a married couple. Vayela fayikach is gomer bas divloyim, and he went and took gomer bas divloyim. As we know in our daf, the Gemara darshins every one of these words. Gomer hakol gomrimba, all the different deos, vatar vatel lo bein, and she had a child, vayomar shem elav, krushmo Yisrael, call him Yisrael. Why? Ki od ma'ad ufakadti es demei Yisrael al beis yeyu. In a little while, in a few generations, I will punish the demei of Yisrael. Right, Rashi says this means the base achav, right, because and others say it's other pshat, but either way, some of the Jews are going to be punished. Al beis yeyu, vishbati mamuchos beis Yisrael. Vayabayamu vishavarti es keshes Yisrael beimek Yisrael. And I will break the bow of Israel. Vatar od vatil bas, and she'll have another child, a daughter. Vayomer lo, krushma lo ruchama. Call her, I will not have compassion. Ki lo osif od arachim es beis Yisrael. Ki naso es alohem, I've been very patient, but now not anymore. Ves beis Yehuda arachim, voshatim b'ashem alokehem, voshim b'keshes v'chulu. Vatigmol es lo ruchama, vatar vatil et bein. And then she will have another child. Vayomer krushmo lo ami. Lo ami ki atem lo ami. Because you are not my nation, v'anochi lo yelachem, and I won't be with you. So again, this is the background to the story, and exactly what exactly is meant by the story, and how literally are we supposed to take it. The question is, did he really take an Isha Zona or not? So many Rishonim, the Eben Ezra right here, the Radak right here say, it never happened. It was all a vision. It was all a vision to show Hoshea in his mind, and he should tell over that vision to Bnei Yisrael, so it could jar them. Just hearing that, says the Radak. We'll start with the Radak. Here, Kol Hazeh HaInyan Haya B'Mara Hanavua Sha'amar Lo Shikach Eishes Nunim V'Lakha V'Harsa V'Yolta V'Yana Shalosh Pamim V'Zeh Mashal Yisrael Hazonim Echri Hashem. Right, this is a Mashal to Am Yisrael. V'Chol Zeh Haya B'Mara Hanavua Lo Shalakach Hoshea Navi Eishes Nunim. Right, even though it sounds that way from the Gemara, and he quotes our Gemara, still it is not meant to be taken literally. That is the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, and that is based really on the Rambam. It's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim mentions this about many of the stories in Navi. In Chelek Sheni, Perek Membav, the Rambam says that, he quotes, the idea, Kol Elad, he starts with this story. V'achar zod teda, shekamo shero ha'adam b'shein aso, shu nasa le'ir plonis. Just like a person could see in a dream that he went to a certain city, v'nischatein shem, and he gets married. V'yashav b'meshach zman, v'nolo lo beni, had a child there. V'kara lo ploni, v'haya b'matzav o'bin yano kach v'kach. A dream could seem very real. Kach elu ha'mishalem ha'nevu'iyim, ha'nirim o ha'na'asim b'mara ha'nevu'a, kefi shemechayev ha'mashal ha'hu ma'asim ha'masim. It appears real. V'dvarim she'osa ha'navi, u'meshach ha'zman ha'nizkar, bein ma'asa l'ma'is, ha'drach mashal, v'ha'takus b'makom l'makom, kol ze einu ela b'mara nevua, says the Rambam. Lo she'im ma'isim mitziutiyim b'chushim gluyim, it didn't happen. V'nizkarim b'sifri ha'nevua m'ksasim b'stam. And it mentions them in the Navi, and often it doesn't explain that it is a dream, but it is. Kamosha Omar Navi Vemar Shemelai, Veinu Tsarach Lavarsha Zehaya Bachalom. Valachain Chashvuha Hamon, Shaosama Maasim Haitakios Vashelos Vachubosha, Goza Matsa Vasakas Achushim, Lobimar Navua, Vaniaska Lochamize Mashalo Yitabo Shum Adam. And I will explain to you. Hine Minapshutim. It can't be. Nobody would make a mistake. Masha'amar Yechezkel, that what Yechezkel said, Ani Yoshe Beveisiv, Zeknei Yehuda V'Yoshvim Lefanai, Vatiso Zi Ruach, Min Arz Min Hashemayim, Hashem carried me to Yerushalayim, and I saw the Bayish Lishi. Nobody's going to say that he actually went there. Kach Amru V'akum Veitzei Ala Bika, Lohaya Ala Maraz Elokim, I went out to the Bika, and I saw, Kamosha Nemer LaAvraham, Vayotzi Yosu Achuti, Tvod Avraham outside. Right, lo haya ela b'maros elokim, and this is Yechezkel too. Ukeshem shu ra b'maros elokim shu nitztavel lachtor bekir kadesh yikares v'yir mashenasa sham. Supposed to look at the wall. Kach mashamalo, and also these others. Vata kach lechalavena, take a brick and lie on your left side and lie on your right side and take the wheat and the saorim. All of that, says the Rambam, was mara nevua. Cause of mara nevua, rashu asas amaisa v'sher nisava lasosam. V'chalila lakel, it's chas v'shalom, sheyases neviyav lag v'kelas l'nevalim v'yitzavim lasos masi shtus. That Hashem would command the neviyim to do something foolish. Nosav al tzivui ba'aveira. L'vi shehua yakoein. V'chai b'shnei laban al kol pa'az zakan upas arosh. What he commanded Yechezkel to shave his head. Ela kol zehaya b'mara nevua. Kachani Omer Bamara Kajolach Adi Yishayo Arm Vyachav, when Adi Yishayo went naked and barefoot, Lohayaze Ela Bamaros Elokim, just like Avram Avinu. And then he says, Kachani Omer Betsivi Shistavo Yermio, Litzmona Se Ezor Beprat. He was told, Yermio was told to take the Ezar and to bury it and hide it by Nachal Prat, Vitamno. Ubikro Lachers Man Rabu Matsu Shekvar Nirka Venifsad. He realized that it was, we did all these in the Navi Shir. He saw that it was all rotted through. Vikach Amru Lahoshea. Here's our case. Kachcha eishes nunim v'yaldi zunim v'cholos haparsha. The whole parsha ha'kol b'mara anavua. The whole thing is b'anavua. Kachreisha bier shem mishalim lo nishar safik shedavar me'ela haya b'mitzias. It's no way. Elakasha nomar banu v'tiilam chazos ha'kol k'sefer kachnira li kiparshas gidon b'giza v'zulasa. Also the giza and the rain. Many stories. Ve'ein kol zeh kiyum b'chalom kamo chalom lavan v'avimelech. He takes many of the stories the Rambam does and puts it into a vision. The Ben Yehoyada, just to give one achron, Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara, on our Gemara, also says it's important to let people know, especially Ame Haaretz, that this actually didn't take place. He quotes it with Yecheskel. He says, V'hu bir muchrach ma'od, u'mitzvah lohodiyah zos b'fnei am ha'aretz, k'shalomdim ha'psukim ha'eleh, when you know p'sukim, b'hushaya, shebezet es yashir das ha'adam, people will have more yishuv ha'das. But others assume, maybe not. Some of the great achronim assume, no, it loses the whole point. The whole point is to jar the people into recognizing that they're doing something terrible. And what, if he says that this is what happened in his dream, how is that going to jar them? Says the Maritz Chayis and the Malbim and the Abarbanel. All of them. The Abarbanel is the earliest. But says the Maritz Chayis in his Sefer Torah Sanavim in the Mamar called Horah Shah, Perek Dalid. He says, just like there's something called an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, when it comes to the Am, there's an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah when it comes to a Navi too. And even though there are certain limitations when it comes to the Am, Sheval Taseh, Kumbaseh, and Migdar Milsa, when it comes to a Navi himself, if Hashem tells you to do something, you do something. What happened by the Akedah? Akedah is Yitzchak. You didn't say that was a dream too? Right, he told him to do something against the Torah. That was a dream. Of course that wasn't a dream. Right, that was Mamish the Akedah. And even the Rambam would agree to that, says the Maritz Chayis. Aval ve'inyesh ha'navi oseh b'fnei atzmo, ve'en lezarim ito, ve'eno mitzavik klal la'achirim, she'ya'asu dvarim ha'misnagdim la'torah. He's not telling anybody to do anything against the Torah. Ve'lo ba'hatzivui rak elav levado. It's only to him. Hine ha'navi atzmo, eno tzorech le'bechina klal, tari shama mipi Hashem. If he's a Navi Emes, and Hashem told him to do something, you do it. V'rak miyad v'higia elav dibur Hashem, chayiv l'hamim b'nevuah haba. V'asur lo l'hismameya, u'lefakpeik u'lehatil safek b'hanevuah habalo. Right, he says, look in the Rambam, and he says that I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong, and he quotes Eliyahu Bahar Carmel and many other examples. U'mipizeh nicha, ha'delaka hoshea ben be'eri, isha zona, kivash Hashem tziva elav levado, chayiv l'shmoah. U'machilak ish ben achilu shchitas mumar, u'ben l'kichas isha zona. Right, and therefore, what's the difference? In the footnote, he then says, "Lo yadati iser bazeh." I'm not even exactly sure what the iser was, because Hare Hoshea ben Be'eri hayesh min shevet Ruvain, v'lo hayakohen, v'Yisrael eino aser bezona, v'lo yadati ma kol arashi erishu agadolim b'haramba michlalam. Right, in the Mora, that the motz shehotzi akasim ipashte upirshu inyan shneir al derech mashal kvar tzavcham afarshim abroshim abarbanel alzeh ve'ein kan makom. Says the Maritz Chayis, it loses its whole point. Right, it's, and he doesn't even know exactly what the Isser is, but that's what the, let's go backwards in time, that was the Maritz Chayis, let's go to a contemporary, right, that was the, what the Malbim says, Malbim, one of the greatest Mefarshim that we have had in history, Anavi, says the Malbim, he quotes the Eben Ezra, and he says, Halo matzanu, shetziv Hashem, la'anavi gadvarim, shelo yasu, ki chuki ha-Torah, v'yoh rasha, kvi shetziv alichezka, l'galeach betar, pas rosh v'zakanu, v'elio hikri b'shas yisr bamos. But there are other examples. This one has to be a more extreme example. Not just hakrovas karbanos, bachutz, and the cutting one's payas, and the abarbanel. And the Abarbanel, to round it out, the Abarbanel also is very strong. Ve'ein l'mafarshim ha'eila taina. Ba'amram shayim mezalzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kavod ha'navi. Hashem is being mezalzal and kavod ha'navi. It's kavod ha'navi to do what Hashem says. Ki hine ha'navim lo nichadu me'Hashem yisbarach mipa'as atzmam. They didn't worry about their own kavod. La'ha'alosa b'malos l'kavod al-tiferes kimalachim. Aval hayu shluchei ha'kel. Li'yasher ez'amo. They did everything that was needed to be miyasher the am. L'chein haya mitzav osam la'asos mashi yitztarech l'tikunam. V'lo yachush Hashem l'inyin ha'novi. Ki im l'mashi yitztarech l'hishrasrus amo. Everything is about straining the people. So the Navi's personal covet, he does what Hashem wants him to do. V'lachein haya sam misas eishas ha'novi Yechezkel. La'asos bimena mofes al yir Hashem. The fact that Yechezkel's wife had a daughter, remember that? V'lo haya mehagonus sheyelech ha'novi yishayo arum v'yachaf. V'sheikach hoshe eishas nunim k'dei sheyir b'nei Yisov yichu musar. Seeing is right is greater than hearing. If you see something, it makes a shock. Right, it was hard for him, but this is what has to be recognized. Then he talks about. Ki hamora bibiru bibli achash al znusa. He says, ki ilu tziva akel anavi gimel dvarim zarim b'chuko. Three things it's about this tziva. Echad shikach lo isha ki anavi mitzad shay anavi ayroi she yipran mimena. Number one, to take a woman, just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take. Bei shalot tiye psula ki im isha shekvar nivala lish acher. Three, kasher yikcha kvar yilo yaldei znunim biyadua. Kam akasha l'chaladim l'zdavig l'isha shiyula banim yibal acher. Okay, but either way, this is what it means. Again, putting it in the context of the Gemara now, Eishes Nunim was because Hosea did not stand up for Klal Yisrael, but now let's do the continuation. Again, we have this major machlokes b'sharim, whether this actually happened. And then what happened? So he takes these, this is what happens, and he has these children, and then he actually gives a bracha to Am Yisrael, had beautiful psukim in Perek Beis of Hosea, and then we have in Perek Gimel, we have the discussion, Hashem says, send her away, and that's what the Gemara here talks about. Let's read it from the Gemara now, because it's on today's daf. After he has the children, Hashem says, send her away, and you'll see how it feels. Lachash and Oldu Shnei Banim Ubas Achas, says the Gemara, Amalakarish Bracha Loshea Lohailacha Lomom Mimosha Rabcha, Shkimishi Dibarti Mo Pirishman Aisha, Afata, Bedolas Machamimena. Okay, time to separate. Amalar Banishalola, Mishli Banimimena, Venani Yachalotzia of Lolagarsha. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Uma Atash Ishtacha Zona, Ubanecha Bnei Zenunim, Venati Odeim Shalchaim, Im Shalachirim Hain. You don't even know if those are your children, and you don't want to leave. Kach Yisrael Shem Bnei Banai, Bnei Bechuni, Bnei Avram Yisrael V'Yakov. Right, of course, it is hard for me to separate from them. The Maharal writes in Nesach Yisrael, Maharal writes, this was Hosea's mistake. Hosea thought that there could be some break. Right, but really, and that's one of the most beautiful prakim in all of the Maharal's writings, and that's like Yisrael Perek Yud Aleph, the eternal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Bi'ur Inyan Zeh, says the Maharal, Ki Hosea Kasher Chatu Yisrael, Af Agav Sheyada Hosea Sheyefsha Sheyen Nifrat Et Veikus Min Yisrael, even though he knew he couldn't really cause a separation, Mikol Makom Lefi Shaya Sonei HaChet. He was so anti-sin. He just wanted to separate the chet somehow. And if the only way is to separate from chet is to separate from the people, okay. But he didn't realize that you can't separate a natural biological relationship. Even though that's possible, kizonehi. V'imkein ech efshar l'salak Yisrael sheim banim l'makom mitzad atzmam. And that was the mistake of Hosea. There is a halachic discussion on this story, and that is the Achronim here wonder why Akadosh Baruch Hu says take your yaldei zenunim. How do you know it was yaldei zenunim? Maybe it was his child. Right? We know the Gemara tells us elsewhere. Rov be'ilos holich achar abal. Right, so fine, even if she was a zona with other men, but maybe this child is really his, says the Maharshal in the Chachma Shlomo, right here in our Gemara. Nira be'ena v'yafal b'shirov b'ilo tolcho zachar abal, hacha shahaya zakein shiny. He was old. U'mishmachi miyusha mashamar ma'es el zakein zeh. Maybe that's the diak in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off this whole discussion after. He doesn't say that for Klal Yisrael. What does Hashem say? Kol olam shalcha hi ha'vireim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'es eh. Lizakinze, maybe he's emphasizing, and that's why it's Isha's Nunim, because there's no chazaka of Robi Lizakar Abal if there is a Zakin. If you look at the Maritz Chayas in Sota on Dav Chav Zayin, he says, we don't find such a limitation in the poskim, that it depends, you know, how old the man is. He says, and anyway, look in the Noda B'Yehuda. That's an amazing tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda in Eben Ezer Kama. Simin Samach Tes. He talks about a case where a man is on his deathbed and he's about to die. He's been sick for a while and people come to visit him all the time. And his wife went to the mikvah a couple of days before he died, and he was very, very ill, and she had some time with him, but he dies, and then a couple of months later, she is pregnant and has a baby. And the question is, she says, yeah, my husband impregnated me. And everybody else says, they don't have any proof, but they just say, rumors, she was hanging out with other men, and it was impossible, we were in and out of his room all the time, you didn't have enough time to have yichud with him, and he was half dead already, so there's no way that he could have impregnated you. The chulu, and this is the story. So the question is, and there's a young boy who's the brother, and she has no other children, so there's a situation of yibum here. If you don't trust that this is her child. See, after this whole discussion, the Noda B'Yehuda says, this woman is mutter, la'olam. And she doesn't have any connection of Yibam. There's no rias against her. And who says just because they didn't have children for many years, they didn't have children at the end. And who says that he couldn't impregnate her, right? It says that, oh, somebody on his deathbed camp, that's only Memela, maybe you would have a hard time being Miskasha. But if the woman herself tries to be, cause him to be excited, so then it's possible. And he says, I asked the Rofim, Vishalti Pol, the Rofim, and, and she also saw Dam a month or two after. Right, Damnida. So I asked doctors, says the Nod Behuda, it's possible the first couple of months of pregnancy that that she still has a cycle, and here she went to the mikvah beforehand, and there's a definite possibility. I don't think there's anything wrong. They didn't have children all these years. I spoke to a doctor, he says again. And they say, sometimes, you know, maybe it's even better. Maybe the fact that they were too healthy individuals, it was too hot, it was too cold. But like when one of them, he doesn't have a lot of koach at all, so maybe that helps in terms of, it's different, and it's possible to make her pregnant in that case. But either way, in all these cases, he says, even in this case, where it's a very slight chance that he is the father, but says the Maharas Chayes, how could the Chachma Shlomo say, oh, only by a zakin? So you have to say, the Maharas Chayes says, maybe it's also about her. It's not just about him, but maybe you don't say Robilos Holechach Rabal if he is a zakin and she is a prutza, and she is someone that one can't trust in terms of her nemanis. It's just to finish off the. She was a prutza biyoser, not just stam. Chacham Sofer also says that as well. The Marsha here says that maybe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Yes, in Halacha, we would go after Rabbi Yosef Har Chabal, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying now that you have to let your kids go. He says, how can I leave my kids? Right? Because he's saying, Hoshea is holding Rabbi Yosef Har Chabal. Hashem is saying, Bichosh Shlomiyat. Hashem is saying, maybe they're not yours. Right? Hashem could say that. And some Achronim say, you know what you see from here? That Ruba the Lesa Kaman, right, Rabbi Yosef Har Chabal, a statistical rope, maybe is not a Din Birur. Right? It's just a Din Hachra or an Hanaga, the fact that you know, that Marsha emphasizes that maybe Bichosh Shlomiyut in this case. Okay, fascinating discussion about Eshes Hoshea.